USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jadd from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. Federal officials are still discouraging people from traveling even after vaccination. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
In Washington, D.C., investigators were able to quickly identify the suspect who crashed into police officers and was killed at the Capitol on Friday. One Capitol police officer is dead. They're searching his social media pages, trying to find out why he did it. In one post, Noah Green said the pandemic and losing his job was difficult. There's also indication he had ties to Islam. He posted that his faith is centered on the beliefs of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan as Jesus the Messiah, the final divine reminder in our midst. Green said he never met Farrakhan, but he said he believes that he's the one who can carry him through his darkest hours. In one post, he says, the minister is here to save me and the rest of humanity, even if it means facing death. The Capitol Police tweeted they wanted to express gratitude from the support they're receiving. The fallen officer is 18-year veteran William Evans. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rebecca Roberts got pregnant last year and found out weeks later she was pregnant again. Two babies conceived 3 weeks apart yet born in the same day, just 2 minutes apart in September. Roberts tells British media she had what doctors call a superfetation pregnancy, a rarity.
We are the 14th case documented, which is fantastic. We love it. We love having special twins. They are very special.
The 39-year-old Roberts believes fertility drugs may be responsible for the superfetation. Noah, conceived first, weighs over 2 pounds heavier than sister Rosalie. Mom and Dad are documenting the twins' developments on Instagram at roberts.supertwins. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The IRS says if you haven't received it yet, don't worry. Stimulus payments are on the way. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Relief payments from President Biden's American Rescue Plan went out Friday to some people collecting Social Security and other federal benefits. The IRS saying the payments are directed at those who didn't file 2019 or 2020 income tax returns and didn't use the non-filers tool last year. They will go to Social Security retirement, survivor, or disability supplemental security income, and Railroad Retirement Board beneficiaries. The IRS saying most payments will be sent electronically and received by April 7th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.